This is WordWise, the weekly program that explores the origin, history, or tall tales behind common words or phrases, and brought to you by KWBU and the College of Arts and Sciences at Baylor University. I'm your host, Christy Proctor. Today I'm speaking with Dr. Christian Bratu, professor of French at Baylor University. So, Dr. Bratu, I remember that the last time we spoke, we were discussing the Latin roots of the French language. Can you tell us a little more about this topic?
I would love to, Christy. Well, first of all, let me say that the territory that is nowadays known as France has not always borne that name. In prehistoric times, large parts of modern-day France, Belgium, northwestern Germany, and northern Italy were known as Gaul. This territory was inhabited by Celtic people, the Gauls, who spoke Gaulish. A language which is now extinct. And the reason why Gaulish no longer exists is the conquest of Gaul by the Romans. It all started with Julius Caesar, who pushed his army into that area in 58 BC on the pretext of assisting Rome's allies against an ethnic group called the Helvetii. Of course, this conquest met with a fierce opposition by most Gaulish tribes, but the end result was a slow political, social, and linguistic occupation and assimilation by Rome, which lasted nearly 500 years, and which, of course, was enough to wipe up almost all traces of the Gaulish language.
That seems very sad to me. So if France was previously known as Gaul, where does the name France come from?
Well, Christy, paradoxically, a Romance country like France does not have a Latin name. As a matter of fact, the only modern Romance country that has preserved a direct reference to Rome in its name is the country where I was born, Romania. France, however, derives its name from its Germanic invaders, the Franks, who originally came from an area that corresponds nowadays to northern France, Belgium, the southern Netherlands, and western Germany. The Franks had already formed a confederation of sorts in the 3rd century, but they became extremely powerful only after the collapse of the Roman Empire in the late 5th century. At that time, a Frankish general named Clovis managed to conquer all of the smaller Frankish kingdoms from northern France and western Germany. Clovis converted to Christianity in 498, and about a decade later, in 508, he became king of a territory that came to be referred as Regnum Francorum, the Kingdom of the Franks, or simply Francia, France.
Thank you, Dr. Bratu. Dr. Christian Bratu is professor of French in the College of Arts and Sciences at Baylor University. This has been WordWise, a production of KWBU-FM. I'm Christy Proctor. Join us again next week.